With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Three firefighters and a dozen passengers were injured in Florida Saturday after a fire truck drove around the crossing arms into the path of a high-speed passenger train. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Looks like a bomb hit it.
This witness, Emmanuel Amaral, says he was in downtown Delray Beach and heard the crash, driving over and seeing first responders tending to injured firefighters.
One of their helmets that they had on their heads wound up being all the way between, like 800 feet away.
Officials say about a dozen people on the Brightline high-speed passenger train were also hurt.
The Delray Beach Fire Rescue said via social media that three Delray Beach firefighters were in stable condition, 12 from the train taken to the hospital with minor injuries. South Korea's National Fire Agency says now 122 people have been confirmed dead after a plane caught fire and failed to land at an airport in the country's south. The fire engulfed the Jeju aircraft carrying 181 people when it skidded off the runway just after landing and exploding after crashing into a barrier on Sunday. The country's emergency office says its landing gear apparently had malfunctioned. Also at SRNnews.com, heavy fog delayed travel at some of the UK's busiest airports.
On one of the year's busiest weekends, travellers flying to or from the UK faced heavy disruptions as thick fog and low visibility restricted air traffic. Flights at Gatwick were delayed by up to 3 hours late on Friday, and at least 40 flights from the airport were delayed this morning. Disruptions were also reported at other UK airports, including Heathrow and Stansted in London and Manchester Airport.
That's correspondent Nguyen Kim. The latest government data shows the cases of a fast-spreading stomach bug are surging in parts of the United States. It's called the norovirus. This is SRN News. The site Pornhub is quitting Florida. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The largest pornography website on the internet says it will no longer do business in the Sunshine State because of a law that requires it to verify that its customers are adults. Pornhub has already ceased operations in a dozen states with similar statutes designed to curb the epidemic of children viewing pornography online. However, the Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to those laws. A decision is likely to be delivered in 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. The 150-pound slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. Officials say the final extended price exceeded the presale estimate of $1 to $2 million and followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding. This is SRN News. A genetic analysis suggests the bird flu virus mutated inside a Louisiana patient.
That patient contracted the first severe case of the illness in the U.S. The CDC reported the finding this week. Scientists believe the mutations may allow the virus to better bind to receptors in the upper airways of humans. One expert likened this to a lock and key. The virus needs a key that turns a lock to enter a cell. Though the virus may be changing to have a key that might work, the expert doesn't say it means that the world is closer to seeing a readily transmitted virus between people. John Scott reporting.
Syria's embassy in Lebanon has suspended consular services a day after two relatives of deposed Syrian President Bashar Assad were arrested at the Beirut airport with allegedly forged passports. Meanwhile, Lebanese authorities have handed over dozens of Syrians, including former officers in the Syrian army under Assad. You'll find more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.